And there's the church.
Yeah, Presbyterian.
And you're a member of the
Baptist church.
And if there are new people who come to town and you're telling someone that they became members of the church last Sunday, you might say, yes, just last Sunday they
joined our church.
And when you pray, you talk to
the Lord.
And another way of saying the Lord might be, another word for the Lord would be the person that looks over us, takes care of us.
You well, you sort of got me there. Well, I don't know where to make this. So many different ways that people has did this. Some people say when they go to pray, they'll say, Almighty, the creator of all things and all beings. And then some people will say, we are gathered here today in the name of Jesus. And a thing like that. So I don't hardly would know a proper answer to give. It would be on the occasion of where you were at in the assembly you might be in to use it.
Right.
And if you're with a mixed assembly, it would be very wise to, because certain denomination of people uses a different way of calling upon the Almighty to pray, you know.
Yes.
And if you, I would always thought the best that I could think of and interpret. But say, if you're in a mixed assembly of folks and you don't know who all is there and you're in a strange place and called upon to pray, which I've been called out that way 2-3 times in North Carolina one, and didn't know anybody knew me, but somebody that knew me and told the preacher to do it. And I didn't know it. Well, I didn't know what kind of even denomination it might have been. As far as that go, I just went to the church and said, I want to stop at church. And I just said, Almighty God, the creator of all things, the people that dwell therein, we're thankful of this assembly here this day. And I thought that was the best way to put it, because you know, as Apostle Paul, as he prayed in different occasions, I know you studied it, feel like you do, you read the scripture. And when he was talking to these people and asking the way to do and telling Timothy what to tell the people, you see, he went in many different ways, and he went on to tell them that he had when he was with this people, he was that, and when he was the other, he was that. You remember that in the scripture, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Some people say they don't understand, but he was that, and when them people, however they might be. Well, if you was with a group that you had been known all the time having a gathering of just a prayer meeting or something, and if you wanted to pray and you just said, well, Lord, we're here tonight in the name of Jesus and worship Him and the Holy Spirit, which is to guide us, you know, and that would be if you knew the whole crowd and the people you're with. There's a lot of different ways to spread. Now, I may not be answering you like you'd like to be answered.
No, that's fine. What about in the Bible, very often when God's people were wandering from one place to another, occasionally came to a place where they did not worship just one supreme being, but they had many...
many other things that they worshipped. They had idols that they worshipped and things that they'd made to worship.
And so you say in our religion we have just one...
one God.
But in others they have many...
many gods.
And sometimes, now I don't think you probably ever use this, but sometimes you have heard that word used as a sort of swear word. Is it pronounced any differently when it says
my God?
Yes. Pronounced the same way, probably is. You don't use it that way, do you?
No, and we shouldn't, and I won't, and if it'll be helpful to you, I learned that when I was very young. You don't read in the Bible where it says my God, it says our God, thine, and so forth and on. And I was taught to never say my God. I heard a preacher one time, I was preaching, and he's talking about he was giving some of his members down the pit, and he kept talking about my God. But the Bible says when you pray to Him and honor Him, to say our God, for He is the God and the creator of all things.
All of us. All right, that's very good.